Strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
Welcome to another episode of It's a Strange World After All. The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange.
In today's episode, we discuss the Aurora UFO incident. And this was in Aurora, Texas.
Yeah, because wasn't something
that's going to mess me up.
Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah. It like is. Yeah.
Close it encounter.
I thought you were talking about the shooting at the movie theater. that ain't got nothing to do.
Was that in Aurora?
Yeah. When that guy was dressed up as the Joker, I think.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That. I thought there was a...
You may be thinking of, I don't know where in Colorado, but what's his name? Stan Romanek. That was in Colorado.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Because I was like, did we do this? But no, nope. We didn't.
This is Texas. Texas. Good old Texas.
Texas aliens. I think it's, Roswell, because that's where we were, New Mexico. And they have that museum, and they have UFO sightings, or like extraterrestrial sightings by like state. Like they have like a big map, and they have the different sightings. So maybe this was on there. Maybe that's why it sounds familiar to me.
Oh, maybe. Because this is the only one. No, because I was going to say this is the only one in Texas.
No, it was a few. Like, not a lot, but a few.
The one we did with the two old ladies, was that Texas?
What happened?
The Cash Landrum.
Oh.
Hold on, let me see. Because I feel like that may have been Texas.
Maybe.
This just says United States. That does not... Yeah, it was Texas, Dayton, Texas. Yeah. So that one and this one, I don't know if I can remember anything else that happened in Texas as far as aliens go.
Yeah. Like maybe three or four on that map. I don't remember. I got to check because I took a picture of it. Yeah. UFO, D's favorite subject.
Yes. I couldn't find my alien shirt. So I'm just plain Jane today.
Because I figured, because I don't have alien stuff. And I was like, she probably going to have something. But.
Yeah, I didn't feel like looking.
It's okay.
So.
Here we are.
Next time. But I do have a phone. Well, this don't have nothing to do.
With what? Aliens? No.
Phone case?
I cannot. I mean, like, I see it, but. Hold on, it's like pixelated.
Oh yeah, this internet.
I feel like I can see Pennywise.
Yeah.
And I see
and
Tony
Candyman.
Todd and
you said his government,
Freddy.
I
sure did. Candyman, Tony Todd,
Freddy Krueger, the girl from The Exorcist. You got Poltergeist. Ghostface. You got Hannibal, Ghostface. Chucky is in the corner. You can't really see him. But yeah, I said only two that they were missing. Oh, Michael Myers is on there. Only two they were missing is Leatherface and Pinhead.
Oh, okay. Where'd you get that from?
Amazon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, I was looking for a pop socket because I beat my phone like slipping on my hand. But huh?
Oh, or just one in general.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I got a black one, but it wouldn't stay on there because I was being cheap. But anyway.
I digress. On April 17th, 1897, an article written by S.E. Hayden, published in the Dallas Morning News, claimed that 2 days prior at 6 a.m. in Aurora, Texas, Texas represent, a strange flying craft plummeted to the ground. The craft collided with the tower of Judge J.S. Proctor's windmill and exploded, scattering debris over several acres. If this is your first time here or
debris.
I guess you missed it. Oh, I said debris like a bitch. scattering debris over several acres. If this is your first time here, or you don't be paying attention, or you missed it, we Texas represent. We are from Texas. Tejas, born and raised.
Oh yeah, Dallas. Well, I was born in San Antonio, raised in Dallas, so I claim Dallas.
Yeah, she got specific with it, but yeah, Dallas, Dallas, Texas.
Just so we're not confused, I am a Mavericks fan and not a Spurs fan, even though we're trash right now.
Oh, no.
And a Cowboys fan.
Even though, no, I'm just...
Same on the trash.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't
heavy
say
on the trash.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say heavy on the trash. I would say it's just a little smelly. It's just a little smelly. Like, you could take it out. Like, smell it. Check the expiration date. Check the expiration date. Smell the milk. That's, yeah.
This incident happened roughly 6 years before the Wright brothers flew the first airplane, so whatever crashed couldn't have been a plane. The townspeople of Aurora rushed to the site of the wreckage. The remains of the craft's pilot were found among the debris. The Dallas Morning News article stated the body was not of this world.
What?
So. It was an alien. I wonder. I think it gets into that, though. So I'll save it. I'll save it.
Oh, okay. Army Officer TJ, is it Weems?
Yeah.
Weems. TJ Weems from Fort Worth, Texas, agreed that the body was indeed intuitively an alien being. He said, without a doubt, intuitively, this is an alien being. Calling the creature a Martian. And this is the 1800s, huh? Okay. I'm just trying to put myself in the mindset of what was going on.
Oh,
in the
1800s. Late. Because this was right before 1800s. The 1900s. Yeah.
Yeah. It was 1897.
Yeah.
The debris from the UFO was made from a strange metal that wasn't familiar to the people of Aurora. It was described as looking like a blend of silver and aluminum, but heavier. So, like, okay, gotcha. It could have been vibranium. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
I was
here.
About to say.
I didn't know what I was going to say, too. Either, too.
It could have just been metal.
Well, see, yeah, that's my thing. My thing is, because this is the 1800s and this is just an unidentified flying object, it could have just been something that they had never seen around these here parts.
I was going to say, because it's a small town.
Around these here parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm thinking it was probably just a fancy kind of metal. I don't know.
Or vibranium. Just regular metal. Still going to keep vibranium in the running.
Okay.
What am I saying that right? Is it vibranium or how you say it? Vibranium. Is it like a vibrate anium or is it? Am I saying it right? Vibranium. I'm serious. How do you say it?
I've always said it right.
Okay. Vibranium. I don't know what else I thought it was, but.
I was like, what did you say? Vibrate? Neum? Yeah,
I said like a vibrate. Neum? Yes.
Oh, man, that's funny. Okay. On the body of the alien, paper-like artifacts with hieroglyphic-like writings were found. Trying to think of what that could be.
I couldn't.
It was just paper-like artifacts. So, yeah, origami or...
What if they didn't know how to read? Oh, well, no, because never mind. Like, yeah, look foreign because y'all don't know how to read. But never mind. This is because something was in the newspaper, so never mind. I don't know. It could have just been art. It could have just been someone's art.
Exactly.
Oh, but this is before this is before planes, is what we're saying, right?
Oh, right. But that what that got to do then, with the paper?
Oh, I don't know about the paper. I was still thinking about like where it could have come
oh,
from.
Oh, you think about
the material.
Craft.
Yeah, just like yeah, the craft itself. So yeah.
Okay. The writings appeared to record the aliens' travels. Some of the wreckage was dumped into a well under the windmill, and some was buried with the alien at the Aurora. I'm sorry. And some was buried with the alien at the Aurora Cemetery. I didn't mess it up. I was just laughing because they gave the alien a funeral. I can't.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Aurora Aurora residents gave the alien a proper Christian burial. Historical records even contain information about the funeral.
The burial.
Why?
When ye hear that, they gave him a pro him it I don't know they gave it this alien.
We just gonna call him Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
That was like my favorite cartoon character from Looney Tunes.
That's funny. He was weird. He was weird.
And then
in
who
his voice?
Showed up to this funeral?
Who showed up for brother?
Who,
for brother
Marvin?
Marvin? For brother Marvin? For brother? Yeah, no, I was agreeing. Who showed up for brother Marvin? Who lived a prosperous life as an alien? But then,
I would have went.
Well, yeah, but I'm sorry because. I like, okay, so they for sure found an alien. What did it look like? Did we get into that? I don't remember.
Let me see.
Because you just kind of glided
I
past
I feel
it.
Like they kind of touch on it.
Okay, I'll hold tight. I'm just like, so, because this whole time we're sitting here questioning, is this like from outer space? Is this like a real alien craft? But then they say they found the actual alien. What did it look like?
Yeah, the officer, TJ Weems, he said it was a Martian. So.
Why? What? It could have just been a human, a little human with a big head. Literally, it could have been.
That's gonna.
Like, for real, when did... Okay,
it was a... Oh, I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna leave it. Cut this out.
Oompa Loompa? What was it?
It was probably, with this being Texas, with it being the South, it was probably an inbred.
Oh, no. that's not even... that's not even what I was thinking. Wrong turn.
My bad.
Wrong my turn. Bad. No, I was thinking of a little person with a big head. Because what? How many little people existed in the 1800s? Because like literally, like how many documented like little people were there in 1800s? Why are you laughing? I'm being so serious.
Because
they were doing worse stuff in the 1800s to normal stuff that they didn't understand.
No, there were though, Brittany. There were.
No, I know that they existed. So go with me here. But my thing is, what if in that part of town they never seen one before? And they were like, no, I'm dead ass. They had never seen someone like that before. Or somebody's, it could have been somebody... Keep getting worse. It's just, I'm about to say, it could have been somebody with Down syndrome.
Oh my God. I wasn't even going to go
worse
there. No, I feel like back then they knew what little people were because you had the carnivals, like the, they called them freak shows, but
yeah, I'll give you that. That's true.
And they traveled all over the world. So.
They didn't go to no damn Aurora, Texas. No, who knows? Fine. In 1935, the new owner of the land, Brawley Oates, right? His name is Brawley, like a brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brawley Oates cleared the debris out of the well so it could be used as a source of water. He would spend long hours cleaning out the well. He later developed a severe case of arthritis that left his hands deformed. Brawley believed the water in the well had been contaminated by the wreckage. He filled the well with concrete and built a shield on top of it, which, I mean, I don't know what he was expecting, because if they're saying that this is alien, why would you even want to try to use it again? For I doubt you could have it. You could have a whole damn well. I don't want
it.
To
get water. Like, I'm not drinking that.
He was trying to eat something, yeah, that you ingest, and was like, nah, let me clean it a couple of times. To use some.
That's why he got arthritis. I feel like he probably thought he got arthritis from touching the metal, but he was doing too much. He should have just left it alone.
And then how old cleaning was he? Vigorously, huh? Because he was cleaning.
Yeah.
He said because he was, I don't know. I don't know how old he was.
How long was he cleaning out the well, though? Because I feel like I'm in the early stages of arthritis, and he could have.
You might be.
In my hands.
You might be.
I know. I'm serious.
It's probably like carpool tunnel, but.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
I know.
Yeah.
And then he built a shield on top of it. So he was scared. He was shook.
He was serious. He was like, I don't know. Yeah. They have a commercial. Did you drink from a well in 1897?
If so, you may have contracted mesothelioma.
Please send a carrier pigeon to that mail. And it's.
I think so, because by this time it was 1935.
Do you or somebody you know drink from a well? And
man.
Send your inquiry through Pony Express.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Damn.
That's messed up. Author Michael Busby came up with a possible theory that may be able to explain the events of that day.
Oh, never mind. He is an author. Not his name is not Arthur Michael. Okay, I got you. Because that's author. I said that's author.
I didn't do like
Go
I
ahead.
Did last time. Last time I forgot what episode it was and I kept saying Arthur. Okay. We mentioned earlier that the incident happened about 6 years before the Wright brothers flew the first airplane.
Right.
Michael found evidence that there was a secret group of aircraft builders called the Sonora Aero Club that was experimenting with flying machines in California at the time of the Aurora incident. That's California, though. Well, unless they just flew to Texas. Michael theorized that what crashed in Aurora was an experimental aircraft and that the alien pilot was actually a badly mangled human.
Badly mangled from what? Because, like, being in the crash?
From the crash. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Yeah.
But, and then they never mentioned the height. So it could have been, but then aliens are little though. And so, he said it was a Martian. I mean, me.
I thought they were. Oh, according to me, if you ever seen an alien in person, in the flesh?
I think I have. Well, no, I'm lying. I saw a UFO. But anything you've ever seen, aliens are little.
Not in science. That alien was big as hell that had walked by.
Oh,
that,
it was. In broad daylight.
I said, my gosh. They was like, ay, Dios mío, what is this? He leisurely walked by.
I forgot
by.
About that.
I did not.
Man. So, yeah, no, that that messed me up. So, yeah, I don't
then
know.
Then you got Nope. You got Nope. Then you got War of the
But that
Worlds.
Wasn't like a typical alien, though.
Oh, but then you have War of the Worlds, because they were like.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's good. It's really good. Then you also have to take into consideration, like, what, because people have different theories about what aliens are, like, the one, because you have, like, yeah, the little green people. Then you have, like, some people believe that aliens are just us, but we're just coming back to see what life was like. They're from the future to see what life was like in 2023. And they're like, ooh, child, the ghetto.
Man.
Yeah. Your president Man. Just got, your former president just got arrested. Ooh, child, the ghetto.
Man.
Make Earth great again.
Good old.
Mega, we should make mega hats. D. Oh my God.
We Instead could of, do
we
that.
Could. Make Earth great again.
That's a good one. That's
I'm
a good
to
one.
Write it down.
We need to look into that.
Okay, is it MUFON or is it MUFON?
MUFON.
What is it? MUFON.
MUFON.
Okay. A TV series, UFO Files, dedicated an episode to the Aurora incident titled Texas Roswell. The episode began
Texas
by recounting
is.
Texas is Roswell. Sorry, I did not. I legitimately. And yeah, no, I did not even see. The apostrophe because my thumb was covering it.
Oh.
That's why it wasn't even like a brain thing. I literally just didn't see it. The episode began by recounting an investigation led by Bill Case in 1973. Bill was an aviation writer for the Dallas Times Herald and the Texas State Director of MUFON, Mutual UFO Network.
MUFON uncovered two new eyewitnesses. Mary Evans, who was 15 years old. Hold on. Oh, this was the 70s. Okay. No, she was 15 in 1897, was it?
Is that possible? How old was she? No, I'm dead. I'm dead ass serious. How old was she if she was 15 in 19...
So this is 73. She was 15. I do not know math.
If what's her name? If Mary Evans was 15 in 1897, and it is what?
1973.
How old is Mary Evans? Oh, I think she's...
You doing the math.
Yeah, I think like in her 60s. Right, like 60.
Okay, we'll go with that.
No. I'm sorry, 80s. I fucked that up. I did not mean to say 60s. I meant to say 80s, or maybe 90s. Hold on, y'all. Math is not even my friend. I don't fuck with math. Okay, 91.
I think
she would have been like 91.
Okay.
Okay, so anything less than I say anything less than 110 is possible. 110 is possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, 15, who was 15 years old at the time, said her parents went to the crash site and she recounted what they told her. Charlie Stevens, who was 10 years old at the time, said he saw the craft trailing smoke as it headed north towards Aurora. He said he went to see where it went, but his dad told him to finish his chores. Charlie's dad went into town the next day and saw the wreckage.
But this still could have possibly have been just an unknown aircraft, not necessarily like alien. Because, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, they don't have no proof that that was alien.
That's why they're doing the investigation. I mean, it's the 70s, but still.
Yeah. Later in the episode, MUFON investigated the Aurora Cemetery and uncovered a grave marker that appeared to have a flying saucer on it. They also detected metal in the ground. MUFON asked for permission to exhume MUFON. It don't matter. It's MUFON. Muffin. MUFON asked for permission to exhume the site. But it was denied. Later, the grave marker mysteriously disappeared from the cemetery and a 3-inch pipe was placed into the ground. So was it an alien or was it the government?
Or, because I don't want to say it because that's one of the theories, but it could have just been a hoax. But
it could have been a hoax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why they put a pipe? Why they couldn't just leave it alone?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And then, what's his name? His shield was trash if they was able to get rid of it
that
fast.
I forgot about that.
No. Oh, no. This is the grave site, not where.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Because I thought they had actually pulled it from there. And then he was like, it's been tainted.
This is the grave site. So that's where the alien is. Where he built the shield was where they buried the metal.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was going to say his shield was trash, but this was the grave. But yeah, the grave marker. MUFON's metal detector no longer picked up any readings from the grave. Whatever metal that was detected previously was removed. MUFON's final report stated there was inconclusive evidence and the possibility of a hoax couldn't be ruled out. So these people, I mean, they had nothing to do, so they just was like, let's pretend like an alien crashed. And then I'm pretty sure it wasn't much to do back then. So
I mean, yes and no, because I mean, you could believe anything back then because it was back then.
And then, I'll save it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we almost done. I'll save it for my theory.
There was another investigation in 1998, and Dallas-based KDFW Fox 4 aired a lengthy report about the crash that took place 50 years before the Roswell crash. Reporter Richard Ray interviewed several locals, as well as former Fort Worth Star Telegram reporter Jim Mars. Richard Ray's report was unable to find conclusive evidence of a UFO crash.
Was the Aurora incident an elaborate hoax crafted by the townspeople, or did an alien really crash that day in 1897?
I don't know.
What do you want me to go first, or?
Yeah, that was my final thought. Okay. I don't know.
No, but for real, like, I really don't know. Because if it was a hoax, like I said, they probably did have the time because they was probably bored. But that's a lot to do. You got to build a spaceship, put an alien in there. Like, what did they...
But wait.
What did they make the alien out of?
That's what I was about to say, is the fact that you said, put a alien in there. Was it a real alien? Like, what was in there is what I'm like.
Exactly.
What did they bury?
Exactly.
And how could you not tell?
Or it was probably never an alien in the first place.
Because if
you think about it, honestly, they didn't find anything. Because by the time they went back to investigate, it was gone. The grave marker was gone. I don't even think they really looked into the well because they probably couldn't crack that shield. So he probably did build a good shield. But other than that, nobody really knows anything except for the people that live there. So they could have made the whole thing up there. I mean, it probably never was a ship.
I was just about to say, we done did this whole episode and I feel like this was a hoax. April Fools. Because... I'm sitting here like, you know what? This could have even been that none of this even happened, that there was never a grave. Because I was like, why didn't they dig it up? And then I forgot that they had lost it. I mean, but...
There was a grave marker. They did give him a grave marker.
That's what
I'm saying.
Know
for they
sure.
could have just made that and just Lord put it there. So... it was probably something they was in the town. They was like, hey... Let's just say an alien crashed here. They probably didn't think it was going to blow up like that.
Why?
Because they didn't have nothing to do.
It was a telephone. Somebody was just telling the story. Some no, I'm saying like the telephone game. Somebody was just telling the story, and somebody kid heard it and was like, "Oh my gosh!" And then to go tell somebody else, and then it just blew up.
I mean,
hell,
again, this never got outside of Aurora because it's in their public records. But again, they could have just put that in there.
Word of mouth. It still could. Yeah, it could have just been word of mouth, like.
Because the people they brought in to look at it, they were all from Texas because the guy who said it was a Martian was from Fort Worth.
And then it's like, how do you know what the hell a Martian looked like, sir? That was my pickle. That was my thing that I didn't like. Oh, yeah, it appears to be a Martian. What does a Martian look like, sir? How do you know what a Martian looks like, sir?
It was probably a black. Hear me out. Because I'm guessing this town was white folks.
I mean, but slavery spanned, like, they know what black people look. You know what.
I mean, if this is true. If this is, no, I'm saying, if this is true, and it really did crash, they wouldn't know what it was. Because the body, you couldn't even really tell. Because the other guy said it was a mangled human.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to figure out, yeah, like, what kind of contraption was it where, like that one thing talking about what the planes, the other experimental.
Oh, what did those look like?
I mean, yeah, because those weren't experimental. But, like, they actually found proof of those aircrafts?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, evidence of the secret aircrafts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe there were people that was practicing flying, like, even if it was like a larger scale toy model. I don't know, like before the Wright brothers, maybe.
Yeah,
but now I still feel like
is this the first documented UFO craft? Because this was before Roswell.
It didn't say that when you did research. It didn't say if it, like, or just say an incident that happened in Texas. Oh.
Because what I don't understand is why they were calling it Texas's Roswell and this happened before Roswell. But this is not known, though. Roswell is like, everybody knows about Roswell. I had never even heard of this.
Yeah, I was going to say, and there's actual photo evidence of Roswell. There's nothing here, ma'am.
I mean, I don't even know how I found this.
Like, you did it. D. Jeez. Make it make sense.
I want to say, was it? I don't think it was Unsolved Mysteries. It may have been Unsolved Mysteries where I saw this.
The Netflix show?
Oh, I found the, what the hell is this? This is the grave marker. And they put a reward out for it. So, I mean, something had to have. Because why would they put a reward out for the grave marker?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, when did they
do
that?
It's just a rock. It ain't even really like.
When did they put out the reward?
Let's see. A Dallas lawyer is offering it's $1,000. Well, I could take $1,000.
When was it? Or this is recent?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
The grave marker was stolen. I said stolen. It was stolen in 1972. A replacement marker was also stolen in 2012.
Gee.
Yeah, I don't know when the reward was put out. But this article was in 2018. Yeah, I don't know. And where is it? Like, everybody is dead now. I mean, they're not going to find that.
Let's go. I'm about to go. Where is it? How far is it?
It says it's right outside of Fort Worth.
Okay. Then I'll go. I'll see. How big can the town be, huh?
All right. You go out there if you want to. They do a tour of the cemetery where the alien was buried.
I'd be like, ain't nobody.
If I wasn't.
Dug this up yet? Is there an alien still here? The gravesite?
You remember they tried to exhume it, but it was denied because it ain't no damn alien in there. Now I want to know. Because why would they deny it?
Then they sitting here reaping benefits. They got the little sign with the UFO. They got a little alien sitting in the chair. You done monetized it. And ain't no, ain't even no damn alien.
Mm.
Crazy. Oh, I was supposed to see how far it was. That's about a 2-hour drive for me.
Go on and do that.
I will. I'll report back next week. Because I need answers.
Man. We do need answers. Hopefully somebody white can go check for us. Because I don't try. I'm not going. I don't
think it's one of those kind of towns, though. Because of where it's located. And then looking at the pictures, you can always kind of tell by looking at the pictures. It's not giving off those kind of vibes.
Oh, I didn't even look at the pictures of the actual town.
Well, no, I was saying, yeah, I didn't see pictures of the town. I just see the little, what probably is the gravesite or like the little memorial for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even when I didn't even put Aurora incident. I just put Aurora, Texas, and it's all about the alien.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if this was a hoax, this was smart. Because nobody knows. Nobody can prove it.
And they're still talking about it today. I feel like that's the main goal. Huh? Any other final thoughts? Besides, this is a bunch of bush.
It is funny because when I was researching it, it never crossed my mind that the whole town could have just been BSing.
I said, wait a minute, Lorta. We're gonna be like, remember that time we did that one episode about 5 years from now? We're gonna be like, that one time.
I know. Now we gotta know, because yeah, we just sat up here and did a whole episode.
I wish y'all could see my face. Because we done sat up here and did this whole damn episode. And I was excited. I was like, yeah, you know, Dee was like, yeah, one of the few Texas sightings.
Yeah. See, that's Texas for you, because
Texas.
Because, I mean, for them to pull that off in 1897, like, come on now.
That's why I'm like, and what was the craft? And why didn't anybody preserve anything from it, like the metal from it, like, pretty historic? Or
this is an alien, this is a big deal.
That's what I said, not unless it was the government, because it could also
be. I mean, they gave it a funeral, so okay. I mean,
that I don't care. I mean, I rest in peace.
They probably didn't even have a funeral. Disappointed.
My thing is though that it could have still been the government, I guess, trying to hide it, but then I'm just like,
I don't know, man.
Because where's the aircraft is what I'm saying. Where is
it? It probably was never even an aircraft. They faked the whole thing. They didn't even have a funeral.
Man.
Allegedly.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to...
And if anybody knows anything else, please let us know.
Yeah. Anybody that visited... Anybody that visited, because I saw some people that posted some pictures. If you is these people, let us know. Scoots, somebody named Scoots was there.
Who?
Hold on. Scoots. It just says Scoots. Scoots took a picture and posted it. Jeff, if a Jeff Inman is listening, 5 years ago, you posted, "Do They Walk Among Us" in a picture. Cheryl Karras in 4 years ago, and then Scoots was the most recent 2 years ago. He posted a little something. So
somebody find him. It's a man.
Scoots, I don't know.
Oh. Somebody find this person, please.
Then they got this little ugly alien sitting in the spaceship. Is that what it looked like? Do you see it? Is that what it looked like?
Wait, hold on.
Like if you look up.
This alien.
Yeah, but the alien is like in nobody else's picture that posted a picture. The alien isn't sitting there. So I'm like, huh? Did she put that little alien baby thing?
She probably did. There? It's probably a person with an alien head, like a little from like Party City or something.
Oh, maybe.
That is hilarious.
Any other final thoughts?
That's it for me. Now I'm just confused because I need to know if this whole town, how many people lived in the town? Because I feel like if this was a hoax, the whole town had to be in on it so it wouldn't get out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because I was going to say, I wouldn't even believe the whole town had to be in on it. I just believe it was just such a small town that it only took a few people to be like, oh, yeah, I saw this and this. And yeah, we went ahead and had a funeral for it, buried it. Okay, yeah, we said that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. We need to know. We need answers, damn it. We just wasted an hour of our life that we can never get back.
I wouldn't say wasted because...
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah, it may have been a hoax, but you have to think about all of the other cases that could have been a hoax. So
that's funny. What if you was high when you did it? And was like really invested in it while you were high? I said, in my mind, you was high when you did it. But like, so while you was high, you was really invested. You was like, oh my God, an alien in Texas. And then today it was like, wait a minute.
Because it really didn't hit me
one damn
until
minute.
Today.
Have we been played? Have we been... Man. Yeah, no, so let us know. I mean, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of the episode? Do you have answers? Are you from there? It's nearby, like Fort Worth, Rome, Texas, those areas. Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say, hey there, we will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us. Come back next week, I promise.
I got another alien one in there, too, so.
Yeah, we're going to do another alien.
Yeah.
Thank you, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.